Episode 64.
You know, we all have this ego, right? And it's hard to keep under control. The real key here is trying to recognize when you think it might be out of control or going in the wrong direction, whether it's positive or negative. Because, you know, none of us are saints. You know, we're always going to have this ego, but it's that we're aware of it.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. A warm welcome to BJ Lee, business coach, consultant, and vice president of client services for the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence. Hey, BJ, are you ready to go on point?
I am, Carm. Thank you for having me, man. This is really awesome. You know, I've been watching your show, listening to your podcast and stuff, and it's just awesome what you're doing out there. Thank you for what you do for the industry.
And thanks for the commercial. I owe you a dollar.
I'll take it.
Hello, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here with episode 64 and BJ Lee from the Institute of Automotive Business Excellence. Keep an eye out on the Insider newsletter and the face-to-face page for new live video podcasts. I've already released 4, and there's more to come. This gives you a much different perspective because you get to see up to 3 guests discussing the subject at hand. And I'm your host, and I must say, we've had some absolutely amazing discussions so far. I thank all podcast guests for giving of themselves so honestly and transparently. And don't forget, you get both the video replay and the audio-only replay on the episodes page. Now, BJ Lee, a business coach, consultant, and VP of client services at the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence. I challenged BJ to do a different type of interview about coaching and not go headstrong into the coaching experience, but to cover issues like work-life balance, barriers to engagement, and what personal disciplines are needed for accountability. It was a great chat with a smart guy who has all the battle scars to prove his wisdom. He has managed, owned, and partnered in several repair shops and has great sales skills as he's always delivered the benefits of the sale to his clients. BJ has also written monthly Shop Smarts columns for Ratchet & Wrench magazine. BJ knows how to practice work-life balance because he and his wife, Rachel, are enjoying their first grandchild. And here is a great goal of his. He travels frequently to Hawaii because he has plans to retire there. Nothing like a high standard for the future. Well, enjoy BJ Lee. Here we go. BJ, I want to do a specific show on just a couple of areas. Now, we've had business coaches on before, and we seem to keep hearing a theme. And the theme, even from the entrepreneurs, is about that E-Myth book by Michael Gerber. And it was always an important read for them. And their pathway to financial success finally happened when they decided to work on their business and not in it. As business coaches and guests have come before, they're so clear about the Renaissance. I really want to kind of get into a couple of specific angles. And that would be, number one, the barriers to a coaching engagement. And number two, these big words that I usually ask a lot called work-life balance. And some guys have figured out great ways to handle it, and some guys say they don't do a good job at it. So I want to talk about those two things. So, BJ, what do you find is the biggest barrier in getting an entrepreneur engaged in business support or coaching?
Well, a couple of things. One thing that comes to mind is, I don't know if you're going to mention it or want to mention it, but ego is one of the big things. And I think ego also plays a part in our work-life balance. Okay. That being said, our ego is one thing that can be used in a positive and a negative way. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think when it's used in a negative way, it drives these huge barriers between us and our operations. Right. So for somebody to say, you know, I built this business from the ground up with my own two hands is a very negative way of using your ego. Okay. Now, a positive approach to that would be, you know, we built this. My team and I built this company from the ground up, and what a great job we've done, right? That enforces.
You just said something so important, we instead of I. Is that a big indicator if you sit down with someone for the first time and, you know, husband and wife said, you know, we've got to do this so your company gets engaged and you go and visit and
you hear a lot of I instead of we. Is that an indicator?
Well, there's no I in team. I hear the word I a lot of times with a lot of clients that I work with. I would say that's better than it used to be because I think, you know, more people are more aware of than used to be with all of the different trainings and stuff out there and books and stuff that people have taken the time to read. But you can find that when you get, you know, a client that uses I all the time, he's much harder to change, much harder to get directed in the right direction to help his business.
What puts him over the top, though? I mean, yeah, there's always resistance to wanting to do this. Are there any softening strategies that you would use when you go into a high dominant, high ego person that finally accepts what you're there to do?
Well, there is. And I think that if we talk with them about work-life balance, once we can get them calmed down a little bit, right? Because you get these guys that are, you know, men and women both, that are so into their business and they put so much time and they spend 120% on their business and they don't take time to work on themselves and get that balance to slow them down and calm them down and get them to a better way of thinking. I have found myself through the years that I've taken the time to work on this work-life balance myself, okay? So, you know, I take time for myself, my family, my spirituality, and the business. Now, we all have to work on that, and it's not going to be the same for everybody, right? Because everybody's life's a little different. It's like, you know, we can go work hard today, which we need to work hard, right? But we also need to take the time, if we spend 10 hours today working in the office, maybe tomorrow we spend 3 or 4 hours on ourselves or with our family or something like that. You know, we go to church or we spend time with spirituality on Sunday or whatever day that is, or whether it's an hour a day or something. I worked on that for the last few years. And by doing that, it made me realize that there's more to life than just working.
So there's this thing called accountability, which is one of the biggest factors in running a business today. You got a great idea or a plan. It's solid. It's something you need to do. And what happens is it just becomes words on paper or on a to-do list, and it never really happens.
Yes.
And all I could think about what you're saying about invigorating yourself into a work-life balance is how do entrepreneurs find the accountability factor in actually making this happen? So I guess my question would be to you, is you say you've worked on it. What did you do purposefully to make that happen? Where's the accountability?
Well, what's really funny for me is quite a few years back when the economy crashed, I was working, you know, putting lots of hours in. I had 3 companies and stuff built. I felt, you know, quite a bit of security and assets and stuff, you know, for my retirement. And when the economy crashed, you know, I lost quite a bit of that, right? And I felt that a lot of that was due to banks and things like that, not my own self, right? Mm-hmm. Other than maybe I could have prepared a little differently. But I learned a lot from that. And I learned one thing, and I learned that this was bigger than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I built this. I did this. I did that. Well, guess what? It crumbled down so fast, right?
Wait a minute. If it was I, did you take the responsibility or did you blame others?
No, I took the responsibility for that.
All right.
By not planning correctly, by having that ego when I was going 100 miles an hour and I was building this, thinking I was doing all this. You know, in essence, we were all doing it, but I failed to prepare the right way. So I took that. But, you know, it was really hard to accept that because my ego, I felt, was so big, you know, I didn't want to face it. But once I came to terms with that myself and realized that, you know what, this is bigger than me. Who do I think I am, right? We have to have some, I think, some kind of higher power or something that we believe in.
What are the personal disciplines, though, that get people to make those important moves happen?
You know, I just think something has to click. You know, it may be something I say. It could be something you say or do. You know, it's taken the time for people to sit back and just listen, maybe read a book or do something, right? That's what's great about your program. You know, you can listen to some things and take one thing out of it. You know, that's kind of what I did through time. When this whole thing in my life crumbled, I had to sit back and think about it, right? So I started, you know, kind of, you know, seeking out something other than what was going on in my life. I said, you know, this is bigger than me. You know, what just happened? What can I do in the future? And just by reading and listening and talking to people, I talked to so many people, especially older people that had been around a while, you know, and they had great things to say, you know, about things that happened to them in their lives.
So we would almost need someone else here in a co-host position or another guest who's a change expert, because this is really, I think, where we're going is it really requires great personal disciplines to make the changes that are necessary, but you got to realize you have to do that. Now, you know, you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning over and over and over again, you ask yourself, why am I doing this? This is absolutely crazy. What can I do so that this doesn't happen? How could I fix this and change that and be a better husband and be a better father and be a better leader?
Right.
And your points are great. Listen, read, and do.
We have a, if I might add, we have in our company, we have a business coach for us, okay?
Mm.
And this business coach helps us with communication and things, right? And we had a meeting amongst all of us. And one of the big things that came up was ego, right? Because you've got 5 or 6 or 7 great people in the room with great ideas, and everybody wants to go a different direction because they think their idea is the better idea, right?
Sure.
We have to put our ego at the door and say, hey, let's listen to what everybody has to say, and let's see what we can get out of this. And maybe between all of us, we can come to, you know, a much better or much clearer goal or whatever it is we're looking to do together.
And maybe part of the thought process that we could give today for this great early morning cup of coffee dialogue that we're having is to think about leaders and managers. You know, there's been so many different ways to define them. One that I absolutely love is, you know, manager lights a fire under you and a leader lights a fire in you.
Right.
And maybe that's how you say, I need to be a better leader. Tons of great books to read, audio books. Just as you said before, just listen to some key podcast. Send me an email, karm@remarkableresults.biz, and I'll tell you exactly which of the episodes you should listen to get yourself some great inspiration from entrepreneurs that have been in the hole and have climbed out, and they talk about it. In fact, almost very emotionally in the podcast, because my guests have been so trusting and so giving of their wisdom. But leadership maybe is one of the keys of getting over the ego thing.
Right, right. For me, I can tell you that when I started to change my way of thinking, and trying to, you know, we all have this ego, right? And it's hard to keep under control. The real key here is trying to recognize when you think it might be out of control or going in the wrong direction, whether it's positive or negative, okay? Because, you know, none of us are saints. You know, we're always going to have this ego, but it's that we're aware of it, right? So for me, in my companies, once you start taking the I out and putting the we in, and recognizing what good other people do in your company, you know, and start building on that platform that we did this, we've done this, you're doing a great job, you know, we are all doing a great job. You know, these people, when you look at them, when you're talking to them in that tone, they are much happier. They're much happier to have a conversation with you. They don't run and hide from you when they think you're coming out with this. You get this, you do that, you know. And, you know, if you just relax a little bit and think about that, it really makes a big difference amongst your people.
I had a great takeaway from a book called Unshackled Leadership, and it talked about ego, and it talked about that being a negative voice that's always in your head, and you have to put that negative voice in perspective, and you have to know when to shut it out. If not, it's going to destroy you. Wow, what a very powerful.
That's exactly right, and we just did a class, one of our other consultants, we did a class at our facility there, and we talk about the inner voice, you know, listening to people, listen to what they have to say. Instead of sitting there planning out what you're going to try to say, right, they're talking, and then you're already in your mind talking in your mind, ahead of time, and then you're already coming out with an answer before you really even listened clearly to what they had to say.
Absolutely, yeah. Are you listening to answer, or are you listening to learn?
Correct, correct. I think we all have a lot to learn, you know, and I think if we can, you know, channel that positive energy and listen to people, and listen to what they have to say, I think it can do nothing but good.
Okay, BJ, you're working with a client, and the ego thing's behind, and things are humming, and they're making money, and they're doing great things according to the guidelines that you were hired for. But you notice that the work-life balance is just not right. How would you tell me, Carm, you need to find some other stuff going on? You're working too hard. You're working too hard, Carm. Tell me, how would you handle me?
Well, you know, I just had this come up recently with somebody, and you know, we got in a vehicle because he was giving me a ride to the airport, and I said, "Hey," I said, "Are you?" And I already knew the answer to this. I knew that this person used to be a pretty spiritual person. I mean, on a regular basis, he would you know, go to church and different things that I knew of, mm-hmm. you know, and I noticed that he was working so hard and wasn't doing much of that anymore. You know, and I could tell that things were a little more chaotic than usual, you know.
Okay.
And I said, "Hey," I said, "have you been going to church lately? And I used to go quite a bit. Are you still involved with your church?" You know, and this person said, no, I haven't been, but I really need to be, you know. And I said, "Yeah, that'd be great." You know, so sometimes you're just doing subtle little things to bring it to their attention. Right, I don't think you want to bash anything down anybody's throat, you know.
No, absolutely not. I agree with you. But what about taking time for themselves? What about you know, some long romantic weekends? How about time with the family? You know, birthday party, celebrate. I mean, is that all part of what the magic elixir is?
It is. It is. I know for me and people that I know that I work with, take time. You know, I may work, you know, 2 10-hour days, right? But then I plan a day at the beach. You know, we'll go get a room for the night and take my wife and we'll go spend, you know, a day and a half at the beach, you know, and don't talk about business. We just talk about life in general and relax, right? And then we come back and we go back to work, you know, but we try to find a balance that way where it's not all, you know, just what we're doing every day, you know, trying to make a living, you know?
So part of what I think I'm hearing is there needs to be this work-life balance. You have to be re-energized. There's a lot of people that go out and they need to plug in to something completely different in order to gain and get the energy that they need to do what they do for a living.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I may be here on the computer this morning for 3 or 4 hours. I shut the computer down, I get out, and I may go down and play with my granddaughter for 30 minutes or so. I may get up, I may walk down the street, take a little walk, you know, and then come back and do some work. It's just I do these little breaks off and on all day long. You know, it helps to clear my head and re-energize myself.
Well, BJ, these are great pointers that have worked for you and that you've used in your coaching business, in what you do to pass the word out to entrepreneurs that there needs to be, you've got to get up and over your ego. You've got to figure out how to be more accountable for the things. Throw my little idea in there about a manager lights a fire under and leader builds a fire in their people. And this work-life balance of trying to re-energize yourself. Is there anything else that you could bring as some final, you know, words here to our audience?
Well, I would just say, for one thing, just listen to this, take note of this, and practice this. Right, practice these things. I'll put a plug in for worklifebalance.com. There's a lot of good information on this page, and I mean, lots of classes and informational. They've got newsletters and stuff, and I get information from there all the time. It's just like anything else. I might read one line that gives me, you know, strength and hope for that one day, you know, and I can build my life around those types of things. You know, so find something, whether it's, you know, books on this or just talking with people about this. And the more you're aware of it, I think the more you're going to develop this yourself into mainstream way of life. It will definitely, for me, just by trying to calm myself and having a better work-life balance, I brought my blood pressure down. I'm more relaxed. You know, I don't get upset as fast and as often, you know, so, you know, it's something that you really need to pay attention to.
Well, you just made me think about something else, and that would be either mastermind groups or your coaching groups. If you as an entrepreneur are involved in them, it's not unheard of where somebody would pick up the phone and call a peer and say, "Hey, I'm having a really bad day. Talk me off the cliff." And that's got to be real important too. That's where that connectivity of people within your industry and friends who are not in the industry help you do the same thing.
For sure. I can call our CEO. I can call anybody within the company. They're all great people, right? And they'll give you a whole different spin on what you're thinking, right? It gets you to think and think, wow, as long as you don't have that ego thinking, I know what I'm doing. I don't need to ask somebody for help.
Did this ever happen to you? Did you ever say to someone, "Look, I've got these things whirling around in my mind, and I need to get them off my chest, and I actually have a problem. And do me a favor, don't say anything, just listen to me." And then you know, because a lot of times you go to people that always have the answer for they always want to solve your problem.
Yeah.
And did you ever just dump on someone at the end of them and say, "Oh my God, thanks so much, I just figured it out"?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of times if you have somebody that's great to listen to what you have to say and let you vent, usually you come up with the answer yourself at the end of this conversation. Yeah. It's great. You go, "You know what? I already have the answer. I know what it was. Yeah. All I had to do was talk about it and get it out."
Well, BJ Lee, coach, consultant, VP of client services for the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence, I really enjoyed our early morning cup of coffee talk. We went into some very interesting areas about ego and work-life balance, and I can't tell you, this was very enlightening for me, and I'm sure going to be a valuable episode for our guests. Thanks for being on.
Well, thank you, Carm. This was really great. You know, there's just so much of us out there that need this, and I really appreciate all you do for this industry. I think it's just awesome, and thank you again for having me.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.